Well, Daddy was a cagey little rascal. He left the ranch to an undivided one-third. And do you know that one-third gets down to two-sixths, and then pretty soon, I mean, one-sixth and one-eighteenth, and pretty, one of these days there's going to be a big discussion of what we're going to do with the ranch. And it is a beautiful piece of
That
property, and
sounds like it.
it's borders the Forest Service, and it's on kind of on the mountain up there.
Well, this is just a beautiful view
View,
coming off,
isn't that
coming out of
gorgeous?
Kenosha
Yes.
Pass and down through here.
My
That's,
grandfather told me that his heart stopped every time he went by that, when
I
he
can
came by
imagine.
this way.
I can imagine, yeah. Now you early days, you went to school here in Jefferson.
Yes,
At the, tell, is that a one, was that a one-room schoolhouse?
Yes, it was. It was a one-room school. My first grade of school, I was in Black Hawk. I went to school up there, and Daddy worked in the mines for the same reason as before. And my birthday was in January, so Mother tried to put me in school, and I said, well, I didn't think I could do that because of the time of my birthday. And Mother said I could read, and I said, well, if she can read and know some of her numbers, why, maybe she could. So I could read everything that they had been doing, and I knew the numbers because Grandfather had spent hours and hours worth of each of us, teaching us our numbers and our writing, and we could read the paper. We knew
I get it.
things like that early on. So then schooling, then when I came back here, they just put me in the second grade the next year.
I see. But I was wondering in the early days, was your first teacher a man or a
It was a lady.
was a lady? Okay. And would they ever call the women teacher back then school marms?
Oh, I think some of the fellows did. My folks called him the school teacher, and
Okay.
Daddy was on the school board,
Okay.
and the school teachers roomed and boarded with various members of the community because there was no place for them to stay. So the person with the largest house got the school teacher.
Yeah, school teachers back then had to do a lot more than just
Oh,
teach,
yes,
didn't
they
they?
did. Yes, they
Yeah.
did. They were a good part of the community.
The opposite of a man is a what? A,
Woman,
okay.
lady.
And what would they, folks in the old days, have called people that were related to them? Would they have called them relatives or relations?
Oh, I think relatives.
Okay. Okay. You ever heard them call them relations? Talk about relations?
Well, no, not really. I think
Okay.
relatives would
Okay.
be the primary thing.
Okay, great. Those are helpful things, kind of things that I'm looking for. Now, I don't understand the relationship of this house to the ranch.
Well,
This house was built by your family,
no,
or?
this house was not built by my family. It was built by the LaSalles. And they had a ranch south of town, right down this direction. And then they moved into town when, oh, later on. But their little girls went from that ranch over to the Fremont School, and they all rode horseback, and they went to school in the summer times. They didn't go to school in the winter. And then they only had school six or 7 months out of the year. And when it came time to start haying, they probably took the kids out of the field, and or took the kids out of school and to help with the haying, But that was the main school that generation went to.
So you've this is this ha you, this house has been bought recently by your family or by
We
you?
bought it, the Portises bought it from LaSalle's, and Mr. Portis married a LaSalle girl, Mattie LaSalle. And so then we bought the house from him, oh, about 25 years ago. And when we bought the house, it just had a coal stove, no, well, it had electricity, but no water in the house, no outside, all outside plumbing. So when I had to come up here to live, then I put in the furnaces and the modern kitchens and the bathrooms, and did a lot of work on this house so that it was comfortable and something that I could handle. I couldn't chop wood and carry water in and out and still run a truck line. It was just a little bit more than I could handle,
Yeah.